Why be like them when you just could be you? Why be like them when you just could be you? You can't worry about what they doing, you gotta be you. You can't worry about what they doing, you gotta be you.
I work harder than all the rest, and I'm wishing you all the best. I got bags from all the stress, now all my bags belong on jets. Yes, so many war wounds, I had to make more tunes. Gotta cancel these niggas, they cancel. Couldn't even enjoy June, but I'm a living, walking fun guy. Even though I had some tough times, made my bed on the front line. One time for the one time. I fought the fight, roll up the dice.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the BU Podcast. This is Tanya Harris and I am your host. I'm sitting here today with G Nerd. He's a Memphis juker. You have amazing skills, may I add. So tell us yourself. Okay, who is G Nerd and what is it that you do?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is G Nerd. I am a pioneer of Memphis juking. Style been around, of course. It was called Gangsta Walking back in the gap, back in like the 80s or something like that. Then it evolutionized to Memphis juking, early 90s, 2000s, around that time. So I'm just one of the people that help push it out to the world, you know, like everybody juking now.
Okay, okay. How long have you been dancing?
Since 2002. So 2002, 221 now. Do the math, but quite a long time, you know, these feet.
Do you think Memphis juking is just a phase or is it a staple that represents Memphis?
I think it's a staple that represents Memphis because it's been around for so long and literally it's called Memphis juking. So this is something that we developed and put out to the world. Like it came from the city, like it originated here and a whole dance style made up in Memphis and now everybody's doing it. So yeah, I definitely think it's a staple.
Okay. Do you offer dance lessons?
I do. Private classes and, you know, large groups if necessary. It just depends, really.
Okay. Now, what advice would you give someone that's considering a career in juking, dancing, or in entertainment, pretty much?
I would say if you are wanting to be an entertainer in the dance industry, you got to learn choreography for one. That's a first and foremost.
Okay.
And you got to go where it's hot. So you got to go to the LA. You got to be seen, you know, out of sight, out of mind, you know. You got to go where you can move around better. So I would say if you stay in Memphis and you are a dancer, mm-hmm. you got to move out of Memphis. Honestly, you got to move if you want to have a career in it.
Okay. So whom are some of the biggest artists or celebrities that you have performed for or performed alongside?
Alongside? Soulja Boy, playing. Okay. Bobby Valentino, Soulja Boy, realistically. DJ Unk. I don't know. Not too many, like, not really too many people. I've been around these people and just danced on the same stages, but, like, as far as performing with them, mm-hmm. not so much. You know, it's more so like a, I know, me personally, I never wanted to really be a background dancer. I wanted to be my own performing artist, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yes, it does. It does. Okay. So do you have any advice or tips you would give someone?
Like I said, learn choreography. That's definitely the biggest thing if you're going to be a dancer. Like you have learned it. Like it's good to be a freestyler, but in the industry now, like they, you know, you got to be able to pick up on choreography. And I didn't take that route personally because I just like freestyling. I wanted to just show you my own thoughts. You know, when you're an artist, you're sensitive about your stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mimic somebody else. I want to show you what I bring to the table.
Okay. So I have a question. I know you were on BET 106 in Park, if they can remember that back in the day.
Yeah.
You were on 106 in Park?
Not me. My homie KBO, Ladia, Dr. Rico, and Little Buck, I think. Was that Dr. Rico and Little Buck? Yeah. KBO, Little Buck, and Ladia. That's who it was.
Okay.
I want to say Dr. Rico's or not, I can't remember. But yeah, that one, y'all went on there.
Okay, but y'all were all a part of the juking family.
Yeah, of course. We all was connected.
Okay. All right. Is there any final thoughts, you know, that you like to, you know, just wrap up with?
I would tell anybody if you want to learn juking, it's not an overnight process. It's definitely something that takes a lot of dedication and hard work because, you know, you got to You gotta be dedicated and know that it's gonna come out ugly when you first start doing it. Like anything else, it's gonna start out terrible. You're gonna be horrible when you first start. And then all of a sudden you're gonna get better, and then you're gonna get better, and you're gonna get better. With anything, you know, practice makes perfect. Okay. Or it makes you better.
Okay. Any events you have coming up?
I do. January 16th, Jugan Wars. January 16th, Night of Main Events. I'll be battling, you know. Okay. Famous Amos is hosting. Okay. And it's going to be at the Height Lounge in Memphis. You have to mask up. Where's my mask? I'm sorry. Hold on. My bad. I am just breaking all the rules.
Oh, that's all right. That's
how you got to come here. I can't talk with it on, so I don't like to wear it. But, yeah, this is how you got to, you know, wear a mask, and we're going to have a good time.
Okay.
And if you need to follow me on Instagram at GNerd901. Facebook, you can just look up GNerd. I should pop up. And that's it.
Okay. All right. So that's the same. Follow you on Facebook and Instagram if they want to book you or anything.
Definitely. Or hit the email. My email is in my bio for everything. GNerd6741@gmail.com. Serious inquiries only. You know, okay. Only when you're serious. You know, and nothing's for free. Sorry.
Okay. Nothing All right. Is. So that's January the 16th. That's Saturday, right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Chicken Wars. So can you repeat the location again? I hope everybody will come out and support.
Yes, come out of support. January 16th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Height Lounge. We are at 6813 Winchester Road.
Okay.
Memphis, Tennessee.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the BU Podcast. And as always, I salute your business. Have a great day.